Whitecap Dakota First Nation, Chief Darcy Bear, along with Councillors Dwayne Eagle and Frank Royal, are pleased to announce that the members of Whitecap Dakota First Nation, WDFN, have successfully concluded their community approval vote to become a self-governing Indigenous nation. The vote, held on October 6 and 7 via in-person voting at Whitecap and in Saskatoon together with an online virtual vote, resulted in 92% member support to adopt a WDFN constitution and mandate Chief and Council to sign the governance agreement negotiated with Canada. The governance agreement, and a companion fiscal relationship agreement and implementation plan, were negotiated with the Government of Canada, represented by the Crown Indigenous Relations and Northern Affairs Canada, over a period of 10 years. During that time, WDFN undertook extensive consultation with its membership on the self-government arrangements and drafted a constitution that establishes the Whitecap Dakota government as a new government within Canada's constitutional framework. On behalf of his council, Chief Darcy Bear stated, "I am very thankful to our members and their commitment to move the Whitecap Dakota Nation forward as a self-governing nation that is no longer under the control of an outdated Indian Act. In approving our constitution, we are asserting our inherent right and establishing broader lawmaking powers and fiscal certainty to continue to build our nation. Our lessons to date have taught us that taking more control over our affairs such as land management have paid incredible dividends in economic and social growth in our community." Mark Miller, Minister of Crown Indigenous Relations, responded to the results, "Congratulations to the people of Whitecap Dakota First Nation on their vote for this historic self-government agreement. This is an important step for Whitecap in moving away from the Indian Act, implementing their inherent right to self-determination and seeing a better future for their community."